Krishna. Dvaipayana asks a question, a Dvaipayana Das, who says that Prabhupada writes that living entities, marginal living entities, are in touch with both the material and spiritual potency. And so his question is that when we return to the spiritual world, when the marginal living entity returns to the spiritual world, then does he become fully spiritual and yet maintains touch with the material energy? So the answer is no. Now, first of all, there's no material energy in the spiritual world. Secondly, that there's no touch. In order to get to the spiritual world, you have to be free from the touch of matter. So that is something that one attains or must attain here in the material world. Ihariyasya hariyardasya karmana manasa vacha. A person who's engaged full-time in Krishna's devotional service, and body, mind, and words, he may be moving about here and there in the material world, but he's considered to be jivan mukta. Even though he's in the world, he's liberated. And there we have the example of the iron rod in fire. So this happens in the material world, that the spiritual living entity is also in touch with the matter. And when one has attained that state, then one becomes qualified to go to the spiritual world, because where there is only spirit. So that's therefore, yukta vairagya, the whole principle of engaging everything in Krishna's service is so important, and something that living entities, devotees, have to learn. It's very much part of our Krishna consciousness. That's the only way you become free from the touch of matter, is if all material things are connected to Krishna, because Krishna is completely spiritual. So the living entity is spiritual, but in the material world he's in touch with matter. Therefore, he has touch with both matter and spirit. But in when he returns to the spiritual world, and having been empowered by Krishna's Swarup Shakti, then he's fully spiritual. Just like the eternally liberated souls, Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, because ultimately the idea is that both have become Siddha. How they became Siddha then is a marginal characteristic, and the Sarup Laksham is the perfection itself. Satisfactory. Hare Krishna.